Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Lisa McDonald. She is the founder of Career Polish, where she is an executive coach and master mindset coach who helps people get career happy and life healthy. I have Bonnie Sussman-Versace. She is the re-imager at Focused LLC, where she specializes in developing leaders, building positive and productive workplace cultures, and improving individual, team, and enterprise-wide performance. And I have Atif Agha. He is a technology specialist doing data analytics. He is also an avid runner, and he's based in Chicago. The question I have for you today, what makes something small talk versus having a conversation? Lisa, kick us off.
I kind of think of small talk as like an appetizer and conversation as a meal. Small talk is just something you kind of get through. It's not nourishing. It doesn't really feed the soul. It's just filling space. Whereas a meal, it's something to enjoy. And it's normally with somebody else and there's substance to it. So that's how I differentiate the two.
Totally agree. And would add sometimes the root of the one piece comes in because people don't know each other well, or they know each other too well. So it can be something that develops out of nervousness. So the small talk is, I'm not going to share anything important with you because I don't know who the heck you are and what you're going to do with that information. If I share something important, it could also be a time filler.
Yeah, you're both there right. So to me, the small talk is really how you get to know someone over time. So if you always have a good small talk, then that's the right person to have a conversation with. Sometimes the small talks don't go well and you're like, okay, maybe there's a red flag there that I need to push back. But I think it's great to have that small talk, right? Sometimes it helps you also balance your energy. You're not really ready to have a deep conversation, but you're just, how was the coffee? How's the day going? And then you just move on and you go back to your work and concentrate and focus. So the small coffee talks, I think they're great. They serve a purpose.
I feel like sometimes people think that things like talking about the weather or how your day, like they call it small talk. I only think it's small talk if it's a throwaway conversation. If I ask you something and I just really don't care, that's small talk. If you're the cashier and I'm just trying to make it not awkward, maybe that's small talk. But if I'm in a group with people, even people I know really well, like right now, my friends in the UK, some of them are getting snow. I want to know about that because that's weird for them. Is that small talk because it's the weather? No, I care.
I think that's the whole point is, what's the intent? What's the purpose? What's your intent? I love when you are somewhere and somebody's like, hey, how you doing? And you know, it's a throwaway and it's just automatic and they're doing it because they have to. So I never answer in a typical way, just to kind of shock them out of that. And then now my best friend will never ask somebody, hey, how are you doing? Because she's honest enough with herself. She's like, I really never listen to the answer. So I don't want to be rude and ask.
Interesting. Yeah. My friends in the UK and in Europe say that. They're like, Americans use, how are you? Like they're saying hi, and it's not, doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not expecting an answer or details around it, but I think that's also set that precedence. Most of us want to know a little bit about how you're doing. You're not interested in the detail at that time, but gradually you can learn something more about it. I was just telling you guys, you know, I was at Panera and this is old guy, Bill. I'm like, how are you doing? And just ask him. And he's like, oh, I just got my knee replaced and I'm just walking. And he just started talking about it. It was such, so great. So it was a small talk that started the conversation for 5 minutes. And he told me everything about why he walks short and this and that. So I think sometimes it's a great change of energy. I went in there just thinking about something in my mind, and then I just came out really smiling. Mm-hmm. So, well, small talk's great.
Small talk is something that I never really gave credence to until years later. And I don't think it impaired relationships with the people, especially like on my team. They'd come in the morning and they'd want to chit chat and whatever. And I would be like sitting there going to, my mind was crossed going, do you really have to do this? I mean, do we really have time to do this? We've got all these projects over here. We don't have time to sit down and have this chit chat stuff, conversation starters or whatever you want to call it. It's like, no. And then as I got out and networked more and found that it's a really great icebreaker. So I think a lot of times we have a tendency to get too focused on the things that we're doing, whether it's our work or whatever distraction we're in the middle of. Does anybody else find that maybe small talk wasn't really part of your conversation at one point in time, or was it always?
For me, it always was, but I had the mom who would talk to everybody anywhere all the time. Like I remember going to the grocery store and she was writing a check and she told the poor kid behind the counter, she's like, "Oh, it's Flag Day. Did you know it's Flag Day?" And just starts having a, next thing I know, they're just talking away. So for me, it was always a thing.
Yeah, same for me too. That's what makes us human. We want to know about some person at least. And I always ask a question and then tend to give me an answer, the right answer. I'm okay. If you tell me more details, I'm okay with that. That's my intent. But sometimes it starts great conversations. And that's what I love about it. And again, it also helps us set the tone of a meeting too. You go in a meeting and you're like, just spend a few minutes just to know each other. How are you doing? How's your day? What's going outside? What's the weather? It helps set the tone for the meeting as well. This is a friendly meeting. It's not just all about business. And that's what makes us human too. So I actually love that. I think I'm going to start any meeting just like we did this.
Yeah, before we turn the recording on, we did have a good chat. It's interesting you asked that, Bonnie, because I grew up in a family with a father who was undiagnosed on the spectrum. And so he wasn't very good at social norms. I also, I'm Dutch by heritage, which are known to be very like, get to the point. What do you need? Let's do that. And so I did grow up very good at chit chat just because I am very gregarious, but it was also very discouraged. Like do the work first, chit chat after, which that's how quick hits usually work. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we get on, we do the introductions, we run the quick hits, then I turn it off. And then if people want to chat, that's fine. We did it the other way this time, also fine, because I have time. I'm not concerned about the time today. But what I've found is that I still, when I reply to an email, I will write the here's the answer you need part first, and then go back up to the top of my response and write the friendly chitty chat stuff, because I am by default work first, chat second.
I think we discussed in one of our quick hits as well how the cultures change. In America, it's all about get to the point, do this. But if you're in a different culture, maybe Japanese culture or some other areas,
that would be rude.
It's so important to actually greet someone first respectfully, start from that, and then you get to work. It's the same thing in back home where I came from. You have to smile, talk to them a little bit, and then you talk about business. You get to business, they're like, I'm not doing business with this guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like him to start with.
Bonnie, how did you change that about yourself? Because it sounds like now you are pretty good at the kind of informal, we're calling it chit-chat, but small talk. How did that change for you?
I don't know that there was any kind of like a defining moment, because I did grow up in my parents' retail clothing business. So I started to go to work with them when I was old enough to see over the counter. I might've been 8, 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I was always the gabber, always the chit chat person growing up. And then eventually in my early 30s, having my own business, it was like, that could have been the moment where things turned. And it was like, I started taking life more. Okay. So there it is. Thank you for helping to bring this out. It was a defining moment, folks. The defining moment was I started taking life more seriously and too seriously. I got to a point maybe 10 years ago where it's like, what? Life is not just all about this one topic of conversation, so to speak.
So I think what I'm hearing us say is that small talk is conversation. It is important. And there's not a delineation between them.
Yeah.
It's a starter conversation. Yeah.
What I don't like is when people ask you a question and they don't even wait for the answer and move on. That's the bad thing.
That's not small talk. That's not chit chat. That's saying something with the purpose for the next step. So I don't even consider that small talk.
When I bike ride on the path and we're going past somebody and somebody says, "Hey, how are you?" They're 20 feet
gone.
Away.
By the time you turn around, it's gone. It's
like, right.
Yeah, I said what I was supposed to say.
Exactly. I said the thing. Exactly. Well, that is our 10 minutes. So that's the end of the recorded part of this conversation. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.